Blog Talk Radio.
We're in the hospital. My wife's water broke halfway through her pregnancy at 2008. And the doctor pulled me into the hallway. She said, Mr. Green, it's obvious your son didn't make it. She said, so we're going to take the baby out and you guys can go home and try again. We looked back at the doctor and we said, wait a minute, we trust God too much just to give up. I said, Mom, is there anything we can do? She looked at me with a smile. She said, well, your wife is just laying here, but I'm telling you, your child literally has like 0% chance of making it. I said, well, if she can lay here, that means that we have time. And all my God needs is an opportunity. And I'm going to see the hand of the Lord. That's what I said. Put the
Green said, the doctor said, there's nothing we can do. He asked a question, well, can she just lay here? The doctor said, yeah, but it ain't going to do no good. He said, that's all I need for God to have a chance. We all know all God wants is an opportunity to show up and show out. And they began to pray and believe God. And so he makes this song that says, my son lived because they believed. I just thank God for believers. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about the Word of God today. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead on and give us a word of prayer. Hope she's as excited as I am about what God's doing. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Yes, you know, when we get into God's Word, I tell you, we can. And we do get excited because God's Word is faithful and His Word is true. I'd like to share today from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 20. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you for all your many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your word. For your word is faithful, your word is true, and we just need to just believe it and trust in you to know that all things are working together for our good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the listeners, those that have called in, those who are listening by internet, Father God. We just give you thanks, Father God, because, Father God, as we grow, we are able to help others to grow also in your word, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you for our pastor. Ask that you will continue to keep him, watch over him, and be everything that he needs. Guide and direct him, Father God, and protect him, Lord, from danger seen and unseen, Father God, as he continues to make sure this word reaches each and every person. Lord, we thanking you, Lord, for the word, because without the word, we'll be lost, Father God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us and leads us and teaches us the way back to Christ. Lord, we ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in. For your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. We're praying for those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to receive your word, and let us continue with this word and have a testimony for you of what the word of God is doing in our life. Lord, we thank you again. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We're talking about the working of the Holy Spirit in the church 2021 and beyond. And yesterday we left all talking about the seed. And we want to pick up on that because that's what this is. But you got to see it from a spiritual perspective. And we talked a little bit about Genesis where and he put a seed between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. See, most folks don't understand this, but y'all going to get something today that a lot of people don't even have. The seed is the inner image of what is to come. I'm going to say that again. The seed is the inner image that which is to become. Now, most farmers understand that when they put the seed in the ground, even though it's going to be a watermelon, it doesn't look like a watermelon when you put it in the ground, but the seed has that image inside of it. So it is spiritually. See, I want y'all to see this spiritually, and we're going to go to some scriptures to show you. And we'd probably take our time today because this really needs to be undergirded. This ain't no just like no fly-by-night scriptures you read. The ones you're going to get today is going to show both sides. It's going to show the natural, and it's going to show the spiritual. One side, that's how people understand, it's the natural, but they don't see the spiritual side. I was sharing that with somebody after they watched that program last night. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't get caught up, man, in the worldly stuff. Get caught up in the spiritual church. That was for that season. This is for this season. This is a spiritual walk. What they were doing on last night was proving that it was political. They built churches because they were doing what somebody else did it. But when you think about us as a people, we used to praise God in the field. We know what it is to openly praise God. We didn't lock God up in no building. We got that garbage from somebody else.
All right now.
Some of y'all may not know what I'm talking about, and it's okay. You haven't got the memo yet. But if the black man in the church, I want you to know, you got to take us back farther than America. We go back way farther than here when it comes to praising God. We was praising God before we got over here.
Yeah.
We never need anybody to watch over us to show us how to praise God and limit us to one hour at the most. Have people telling us how to praise God. There ain't never been God. And God has always wanted us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not to be dictated to, and not that folks are building church just to show them we can build a church too because of the color of our skin. That's a bunch of garbage, man. You don't imitate people like that. This is a spiritual walk. But you'll see today that a lot of people are just caught up, man. But I thank God for you, and that you don't have to be caught up. I'm going to ask you, if you will, Pastor, read Mark 4, 14 through 29. Evangelist Sharon, you want to read that for us, please, from the King James Version?
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Mark 4, 14 through 29 reads as follows in the King James.
I'm doing it. I spread it online. Can I give you a call to see if I find?
And you said Mark 4, 14 through 29?
Yes.
Yes.
The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sworn. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake immediately, they are offered. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring it forth fruit, some 30-fold, and 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, is a candle bought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye might meet. It shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be given. For that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from he shall be taken even that which he hath. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn is the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, the farmer plants the word. Some people are like the seed that falls on the hardened soil of the road. No sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches away what has been planted in them, and some are like the seed that lands in the gravel. When the first hear the word, they respond with enthusiasm, but there is such shallow soil of character that when the emotions wear off and some difficulties arrive, there is nothing to show for it. The seed cast in the weeds represent the ones who hear the kingdom news but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. But the seed planted in good earth represents those who hear the word, embrace it, and produce a harvest beyond their wildest dreams. Jesus went on, "Does anyone bring a lamp home and put it under a washtub or beneath the bed? Don't you put it up on a table or on the mantle? We're not keeping secrets. We're telling them. We're not hiding things. We're bringing them out into the open. Are you listening to this? Really listening? Listen carefully to what I am saying and be weary of the shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead in the world on your own. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generously begets generosity." Then Jesus said, "God's kingdom is like the seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forget about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all without help. First a green stem of grass, then a bud, then the reaped grain. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps harvest time." Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. We won't get into all of this, but this is part of the foundation. I want you all to see, we dealt with the spiritual side. Now, if you wanted to go back and deal with the natural side, you start back over there at verse 2. But what it says is that he had to teach them by parables. And then he goes on to tell them in that fourth verse that it came to pass as the sower, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. But you see, on the spiritual side, it talks about Satan. On the natural, the farmer understands that the fowls of the air, we talk about the birds, that's what they do. They come and they stole it. And he said, but some of them fell on, you know, stony ground where it didn't have much earth. And he said immediately it sprung up and became real. It had no depth in the earth, so it couldn't really get in there. So he gives all of this stuff on the natural side. And the reason for that, because they was natural. But with us, he's teaching us on the spiritual side. So when you get to the 14th verse, he starts talking about the same thing he had talked about in verse 4 to 13. Now he's talking about the sower sows the word. So you see it becoming spiritual now, because he's sowing the word. He says, and these are they that they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they heard, they said, when they heard that word, Satan comes. See, that's spiritual. That's all I want you to see. that there's a difference here. And you're talking about spiritual. He says, and immediately he come and take away the word that was sown in their hearts. Not in the ground now. Tell us somebody. Can you see the spiritual side? See, there's a spiritual side and there's a natural side. So the church is spiritual. I want y'all to see this.
Yeah.
See, you don't know what your seed looks like because the image is inside the seed. So when God put that word in us, which happens to be the seed, and I'm going to show y'all this in another scripture too, but I just want to make sure that we understand the foundation here. Luke, he gave an account of it over there in Luke 8. We'll go there. Now, I want y'all to kind of look at these scriptures because we're going to be hitting these scriptures now. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And I want you to be familiar with what's going on. Because I don't want to have to stop and go back and try to explain every spiritual thing. Because, see, in Genesis, it talks about the fowls of the air and how, well, I mean, I can take you all through there, but that's not what I want to do. What I want you to see is there's a spiritual side of the seed and there's a natural side. And we're talking about the spiritual side. Because most of you know about the natural. Even if you're not a farmer, if you're just a regular gardener, you know that you can drop something in the ground and it's going to be different when it come out.
Amen.
It's going to look different when it come out. Can you say amen to that, huh? So, don't, because you put the word in you, that word going to produce the image of Christ. That's what spiritually it's about. But in Luke 8, and we're going to talk about these scriptures, so I'm just pointing out some things now. So, you'll find yourself going back over there, because when we go back to Mark, you're going to find a lot of stuff that the word was sown in their heart, simply meaning that it went in their spirit. The word heart here, spirit. But anyway, in Luke 8, 11 through 18. Luke 8, 11 through 18.
And King James, it reads as follows. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. There on a rock are they, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth, they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, and bring forth fruit and patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with his vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whoever hath not from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible. This story is about some of those people. The seed is the word of God. The seeds on the road are those who hear the word, but no sooner do they hear it than the devil snatches it from them so they won't believe and won't be saved. The seeds in the gravel are those who hear with enthusiasm, but the enthusiasm doesn't go very deep. It's only another phase, and the moment there's trouble, it's gone. The seed that fell in the weeds. Well, these are the ones who hear, but then the seed is crowded out and nothing comes in as they go about their lives, worrying about tomorrow, making money, and having fun. But the seed in the good earth these are the good hearts who sighs the word, who sees the word and hold on no matter what, sticking with it until there's a harvest. No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a washtub or shoves it under the bed. No, you set it on a lampstand so those who enter the room can see their way. We're not keeping secrets, we're telling them. We're not hiding things, we're bringing everything out into the open. So be careful that you don't become misers of what you hear. Generously begets generosity. Amen.
And there's so much point out there that I want you all to understand that it's here where you really get a real good understanding that this is spiritual. And when I look over this, I see spiritual stuff. You know, that 11th verse, it's a parable. He says, and this parable is the word of God, this seed. So the seed is the word of God. And let me reiterate something here. You see, when you put that seed in there, in the natural and also in the spiritual, you don't know what the complete product looks like because there's a process. But when you put it in the spirit, when you put this word in the ground, like in you, which is a spirit, there's a process.
Yes,
water, you know, you water it and sunshine and get some word and get more word and you get God water it. And eventually what happens is that seed began to break apart and become what it is to be. And no one that understand anything about farming know that you don't plant a watermelon seed, it doesn't look like a watermelon seed. Not the seed.
Amen.
But you know that the image is in there. That's what I'm trying to tell you about the word of God. Just put it in you. Eventually, it's going to break up and the image is going to come to fruition.
The thing that stopped it,
he's saying, is they was excited, man. They received that word, but boom, soon as trouble come, you know, they was just excited. They forgot all about the word. It never got deep in them.
That's right.
It just faded away. It's like when all the, excitement was over, they didn't have no more word. It never caught root. So as believers,
have mercy.
When you come in touch with temptation, you might go through some things. Let me just be real clear. Satan will use that event, use that opportunity to start stealing that word away from you.
Come on now, say it.
But if you're a true believer, you're going to hold on to that word no matter what. Because he actually says, but the devil comes. He takes the word away from them so that they don't believe. And I look, what? God said, yeah, that's just why he takes that word from you, so you don't believe. So he finds a way to take that word from you. It may be one of your children, maybe a job, it may be your mate. You know, people get divorces and stuff. I mean, all kinds of things, dramatic condition take place in your life, and he called it the cares of this world, and it began to choke that word spiritually.
Yeah.
But that happens in the natural as well. That happens in the natural, people. The word of God gets choked out when weeds go around it. And that's why the more experienced farmer comes and he chop them weeds out and move it, because so it can grow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in this life, that's what we have to do. We have to let some things go so that word in us began to grow. Because if it doesn't, it's going to choke. It's going to choke that word that's in you. Don't let family, friends, job, money, don't let these things choke that word from you.